I am Larry Bevins, the general manager of WVOW Radio in Logan, West Virginia.
And Larry, you attended a live presentation of a seminar that I do entitled How to Get Past the Gatekeeper, Advanced Strategies for Sales Professionals.
I attended that at the RAB in Dallas, and I have sat in on Dan O'Day seminars before. I thought this was probably one of the better presentations that I had heard.
Ah, okay, now that's it. So I'll try to resist the temptation to think that you're implying that you were really disappointed in my other seminars. But, okay, so you, and I know you've seen me speak in some different venues, usually about radio advertising. Wasn't there at least a part of you that went into the seminar thinking, okay, this O'Day guy, maybe he knows something about radio advertising, but who is he to tell us anything we don't know about getting past the gatekeeper?
I think you're right. I've been selling radio advertising since 1977. In my mind, I know how to get past most gatekeepers. And I went in there thinking, what am I going to learn that I don't already know? Well, I learned a lot of things, and I walked out of that seminar being very reflective about how is it that I come across, how is the gatekeeper perceiving me when I call in, and the times when my call doesn't go through or goes through the voicemail. I think now I'm able to piece together some of the reasons that I did not get to talk directly to the decision maker.
Does it make you want to go back to some of those calls and do them over?
Yes, it really does, and I'm very much aware now, particularly cold calling, and trying to get that first appointment, I'm very much aware of how I'm going to come across to the gatekeeper, and it's something that you want to practice going into it, whereas before you just said, hi, this is Larry Bevins, can I speak to Dave Jones? You know, now you want to go in there and you want to have a specific game plan. You want your voice to sound a certain way. You're practicing exactly how it is that you are going to talk to the gatekeeper once they pick up the phone and they try to take control of the conversation.
And you know what you're going to do, how you're going to respond when they do try to take control of the conversation.
It's the first sales presentation, the first sales give and take with the gatekeeper before you get to the decision maker for your sales presentation and give and take as well. So there are actually two sales processes going on here. Number one, talking to the gatekeeper, getting through, not to the voicemail, but to the decision maker. And then number two, with the decision maker, getting that appointment.
And I guess the key difference between those two sales presentations, with the gatekeeper, you want that sales presentation to be as absolutely brief as possible.
Exactly.
Because you've been in this business quite a while, and you're a pro, and you're good at it. I know you've gone to lots of different sales training and read all the books. Had you sometime in your career been told that you really have to make friends with a gatekeeper?
I don't know if we've been told that, but that is certainly the perception. And you go back to the movie Wall Street and Tom Cruise trying to get in and see Michael Douglas. And, you know, he's talking to the secretary and sweet-talking her. I guess if I look like Tom Cruise, you know, I would have to go to your seminar.
Good point.
But, you know, Tom Cruise, you know, he tried to win the gatekeeper there with kindness and giving Michael Douglas the cigars that he liked. And so I guess more than anything, that's what, I don't know if we've been taught, but that's what we believe, that we've got to make friends with the gatekeeper. We got to be their pal.
Right.
And that's the only way that we're going to get through. And this seminar just, you know, just breaks down that myth.
Yeah, and that is one valid way to do it. I just happen to think it's a very ineffective way. It's probably better than nothing, but better than making friends with the gatekeeper is just blowing right past that person, basically, to get into who you want.
And long term, yes. I think long term, once you have an established business relationship, the gatekeeper can be your ally.
Absolutely. And also, we're talking about telephone techniques. If you're there in the place of business, then I absolutely think it makes sense, if you can, to make friends with the gatekeeper, get that person on your side. On the telephone, though, they're not looking to make friends. Their goal is to get rid of you.
Exactly. Their guard is up, and they know immediately this is somebody who wants to sell my boss something, and, you know, my job is to protect my boss from people like you.
Yeah, so basically, you're at cross purposes at that point. They have one goal, and that is not the same as your goal.
It's the old process. Somebody is being sold in this situation.
So
either you're selling the gatekeeper, or the gatekeeper is selling you. If they're not in, they're at a meeting, I'll put you through to voicemail.
It's funny, since you mentioned the movie Wall Street, and you're right. I think if you look like Tom Cruise and you got his charm and you can go there in person, maybe you can make some progress. On the other hand, using these techniques, and as you know, I created this seminar along with a sales legend by the name of Chet Holmes. Chet, good-looking guy, I suppose, but I don't think he considers himself in Tom Cruise's league. On the other hand, Chet used these techniques to cold call Michael Eisner, CEO of the Walt Disney Company, in one phone call.
And I can see how that happens, and I'll give you an example. My wife is the executive secretary for one of the largest employers in southern West Virginia. Her phone rings continually. People wanting a job, people wanting to sell her boss something, people just wanting a favor, a donation to a charity or whatever. She spends a great deal of her day being the gatekeeper for her boss. I came back from RAB in Dallas, and I just went through some of the things that Dan O'Day covered in his seminar. And I would say, now, Dan O'Day said, do this, do this, do this. How do you think that works on you? And she said, after reflecting, yeah, if somebody called me using that tone, using those words, I would probably put them through because they come across as somebody authoritative and somebody that I believe my boss needs to talk to.
Right. And that's the entire purpose, is to convince the gatekeeper so thoroughly that he or she doesn't even question, just automatically put you through. That's a wonderful story. And your wife, part of her job is screening out people.
A big part of her job is to make sure that only the people her boss needs to talk to her boss. And she thought that the things that I came back with my notes, she thought that those were things that would convince her, I need to put this person through to my boss because I think he needs to talk to him.
Are there any concepts in particular that you personally found most valuable, not only that you thought were interesting in the room, the seminar room, but also that you were able to put into practice and you could see results from?
Well, you know, so often, you know, we're told from day one, in a sales presentation, in a sales meeting, take control of the conversation. And I think we forget that when we initially go to the gatekeeper. Again, with the gatekeeper, we want to be their friendly. We want to be the friendly voice. And all that has changed now. I think it just causes you to reflect and to think about, well, how am I coming across? When I talk to somebody who's very skilled at keeping phone calls away from her boss, now, how am I coming across to that person? And are they better at their job than I am at mine? Well, a lot of times they are. And so I think what what this Dan O'Day presentation does is, for lack of the better cliche, it levels the playing field, and I think it gives you an advantage, and it gives you a game plan to make sure that you do your job better than the gatekeeper does theirs.
And, you know, listening to what you just said, clearly, I want every radio salesperson in the world and every TV salesperson in the world to buy this audio seminar. But for those who don't, take away what Larry just said. The single most important aspect of the entire process is taking and keeping control of the conversation with a gatekeeper. From the moment the telephone conversation begins, you need to be in control. And sadly, most salespeople, they not only do they not think about taking control, they don't even have any kind of game plan when they pick up the phone.
You're exactly right. And what we learned and what I learned at the seminar in Dallas is the fact that when you cold call and your first exchange with the gatekeeper, it is a sales process. It is just as important a sales process is when you finally get to walk in and meet Michael Douglas and begin your sales presentation with him.
Right. So having that goal in mind from the beginning, I would think, helps immensely. Is there are there any other points that you feel are worth mentioning, anything that was surprising or that was fun to use, and or anything perhaps that you were skeptical about but you tried and it worked?
No, I wasn't skeptical. I think it's one of those things, I guess a lot of times it's like psychology. You know it, or you think you know it, but then when somebody else tells you and you start to digest it, then it becomes clear and you understand that you need to put that in practice. I know during the seminar there were just some of the bad examples that you use that we all make in cold calling and talking to the gig, and you just got to laugh. I mean, you just think, God, that's me. How ridiculous do I sound? And so it really causes you to take a good, strong look at yourself and how you come across on the phone.
Yeah, well, you're giving such a wonderful testimonial for this that I've got to put you on the spot. You're now under oath. Can you really, in good conscience, knowing that some of these people might come up to you someday at some kind of radio conference, can you really say that this is worth the investment for a professional salesperson?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the thing that you have to realize is so many people look at sales training for entry-level positions or for people who've been with you maybe 18 months and they're needing some polish to go to the next level. I think what this sales seminar should do is it should start at the top and just make the people who have been in the business so long and who think they can charm their way and they know everything there is to know. Well, you know what? We don't know everything there is to know.
Well, actually, one of my secret hopes is that sales managers will buy this, they'll learn the method, and then they'll hold on to the CD and have sales meetings and teach people the existing staff, but also whenever they have a new hire, you know, sit them down and walk them through it too.
You're exactly right. The manager is the one who needs to listen to this presentation first and understand all the mistakes that he has been making or she has been making, and then pass that knowledge on to the people on their staff so that they don't go out and they're repeating the same mistakes.